Welcome back to For the Love of Food. This is Michael Warren Thomas, and the canal is open for business. They've rewatered the Erie Canal, and that's kind of an exciting sign of spring. And right along the Erie Canal in Pittsford is Show and Place, Via Girasole Gourmet, and also Pittsford Wine and Spirits, which is two family businesses. We have Marie and Nicole Casciani with us. Marie, when did you open this business? It was a wine store before, and now you've kind of ramped it up a little bit.
We officially took over February 9th of 2009, and we've been rolling with it ever since.
Now, the Pittsburgh Wine and Spirits was here. You've really gone a long way with local foods in Via Girasole Gourmet side, which is the adjacent business. And how do you find all these local foods? Do they find you, or do you have to go looking for them?
It's been a wonderful journey of both. We have we always have our eyes open, and we're always seeking, whether we're traveling in the Finger Lakes or we're traveling around town. And getting to know people, because people know that we're in the business now. They will introduce us to someone. They will bring product in for us. They will send people in. And then as the word has gone out, it's been 2 years now, the vendors themselves will seek us out. So it's been an interesting blend of everything. We with our eyes and ears open, our customers with their ears and eyes open, and the vendors themselves. So we've been very fortunate and very excited, very excited.
I tend to think I'm on the cutting edge of what's out there, and you have three or four local products that I didn't know about. I've got to catch up and try them all. You have also products from around the country. It's not only local things, but you've been adding more local, and you use some of it on your scrambled eggs, and so you use some of these products yourself, Nicole?
Oh, absolutely. We love cooking. You know, being part of the Italian heritage, all we could do is cook, and, you know, drink as well. So, yes, absolutely, trying to find new recipes to share with our customers and share amongst ourselves is a lot of fun. So, you know, anything from a salad dressing to a hot sauce, we really enjoy following, different recipes that the vendor themselves have given us, or creating our own.
And you have to try them, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Part of the fun of bringing them in the store. And then also, then you're excited about them after you've had a chance to try these local things.
Exactly. And the other thing that we really love doing is sharing our product with the customers. So the majority of our product is available for tasting, especially all of our local product. We have it readily available, and if the customer isn't too full from eating at the restaurants and Show and Place, we either offer that they come back and visit us when they're not, or tell them to have a tasting before they go out and visit the restaurants. And
use it as an appetizer.
Yeah, we get the palate going, and I haven't. Every time I've been in here, I've had something to eat. That's not because I'm a big-time radio personality. It's just that's what you guys do.
That's what we're all about. We want you to feel, the customer to feel, the moment you walk through the doors, that you're just going into somebody's home, and between the beautiful wines and some of the unique wines that we're trying to bring in, as well as that's obviously on the Pittsburgh wine side, and then the unique products that we're bringing in on the Via Girasole side. We just want you to taste it all. We want you to feel comfortable. We don't want you to be intimidated. We just love sharing what we have in both shops.
Now, what does Via Girasole mean? I know what it means, but what's your description of it?
Via Girasole actually means sunflower in Italian, or sunflower way. We really, once you come in, you'll realize that we really love sunflowers. Don't know if it's something just when we started with our logos and stuff like that we kind of took over and ran with the sunflower itself. But it just brings warmth and attention, and it really draws you in.
You can't help but smile at a bright sunflower.
Exactly. And it also is a representation to us of healthy and, there's beautiful, beautiful fields in the Abruzzi region where my husband's family comes from that is also we've carried with us from all our visits to Italy. And it just sort of embodies, I think, everything that we try to portray when you come through the door, just joy and sun.
We really want you to have an experience when you come through our doors, and we really want you to feel, like my mom said before, really welcome and at home. And I don't know whether it's because we just are so friendly and warm ourselves, but it's a lot of fun for us to get to know our customers.
It seems like repeat customers are one of the keys to a success of a business, and that's something that you really pride yourselves on, and having those people come back time and time again.
Exactly. The minute they come through the door, if it's their first time, we spend as much time as possible with them to educate them, to make them feel valuable and worthwhile for coming into our shop. Any questions that they have, we're all about taking the intimidation away from purchasing a wine. And we go out of our way to, whether you're buying an inexpensive bottle of wine that's still delicious to an expensive bottle of wine, we're going to treat you with the same amount of dignity and warmth and welcome you in the best that we can. And we really, really enjoy expressing ourselves through our customer service. And our employees do the same thing. They really understand, and they, too, enjoy that part of working with us, how valuable the customer is. Same thing on the Via Girasole side, all about tasting that product. And once they've purchased and they found some of these unique products, whether it's on the wine side or on the food side, they come back because either they're purchasing more for themselves or they're purchasing it for a gift. And then either the person who has received that gift will come back because they're not finding it another place. And so it sort of just keeps rolling on. And the other thing that we're very, very excited about, and we have a lot of repeat customers, both pedestrian and corporate, are our gift arrangements and the uniqueness of our gift arrangements and how you can build them and the personal touch that you as the customer can put on that, into that arrangement. Everything from working within your price range all the way to personalizing that product specifically for that person you're gifting it to. And we put a lot of love and attention. If it takes you 2 hours to pick out those products to make that beautiful arrangement, we're there right by your side enjoying every moment of it. And
you can see some examples up on your website, right?
Absolutely. The other thing that we have repeat customers for is they're always looking for something new. So they're always coming back in saying, oh, what do you have new for me to try this week or, you know, a month later. But the gift arrangements are certainly up online. You can visually see them up there. We do have some options for you to purchase, but the fun of it all is the customizing of it.
And they often have sunflowers on the decor of the plate or platter.
Yes, that's another fun thing that we get to do when we're looking at our vendors and our suppliers to see if they have items that are either made with sunflowers or have a sunflower motif. It is very amazing the amount of customers that come in that are real sunflower collectors of any shape or form, and they just go wild. They're so excited. So
we had a customer come in once, and her whole decor of her house was sunflowers, and she literally picked up anything that had a sunflower on it and purchased it in the store. We were just like, what is going on?
Got a run on sunflowers today. Now, if someone can't get in to put together an arrangement as a gift, maybe for Mother's Day, and that's right around the corner, you can ship them, right? And then perhaps even get them involved in what's included in that arrangement?
Absolutely. We really enjoy putting these together. If someone can't be there, what we'll do is we'll ask them a price range, and we'll go from there. It's asking kind of what motif they want on their plate and stuff like that. Because, yes, we do have sunflower plates, but we also have ones that are a little bit more neutral. But for Mother's Day, we do have some that are already set up, and we can take pictures and send people through email and go in that in that direction for them and help them out being a little bit more creative.
For people that live in Pittsburgh or near the store, which is in Schoen Place, you do free delivery?
Yeah, in the 14534 zip code, we do free delivery, and then elsewhere there is a fee associated with it. Shipping does have a charge with it, too, but it's usually something quite minimal, and the person at the other end is completely loving their gift, so it's well worth the money.
You said that you can take a picture of what you're sending so that they know what's being sent. If they can't get in the store to pick it out, then you know, you don't just not just send in something that you have no idea what's going, but you can you find out exactly what's in that, so you can ask that person about it or taste it, maybe.
I've actually done that for several customers who are looking for something specific or not have any clue what they want to do, and we'll take pictures and ask them if they are okay with everything that's in there, and we'll email it, or if they want to give me their cell phone, I'll text it to them as well. We really just want to make the customer happy so they can see what's what. Even if they can't create it themselves, they can still be part of the whole experience.
Yeah, I've got to get to Italy sometime because the hospitality has just got to be amazing in Italy. I grew up in Rome, New York, so a lot of my friends were Italian and went to their houses for dinners and things. And just, you know, the Italian hospitality is truly special. I'm going to get to Italy sometime fairly soon.
We hope you do. We're very, very blessed with the family that we have over there. And the hospitality that they have extended to us through the years is just overwhelming. So you must make a point of going soon.
Looking forward to it. And we got to taste a Portuguese wine. And when you have a relatively small wine shop, and it's not one of the mega stores, you have to look harder perhaps for value and what things that might excite your customers?
Well, with the Portuguese wines, we have kind of gone into that new realm of wine because it is this new, hot, and upcoming portion of the wine world. Yes, it's a small business. We do have to kind of find little niches and find different types of wines for our customers to experience. And because we can't compete, nor do we want to compete with the big box stores, you know, people think, oh, they're going to be boutique-y, but we do have wonderful wines for wonderful prices, and we still can give you a great value for a great wine.
Now, with Mother's Day coming up, this is the time of the year that you open on Sundays. Through the winter, you've been closed on Sundays, but what will the hours be for the two stores?
Our new hours, starting May 1st, which is Sunday, will be from 12 to 5. And then our new weekday hours are going to be from 10 until 8, starting May 1st. Well, starting May 2nd with the 10 to 8. Yes.
I love the fact that you have the same hours over so many days. It makes it so much easier to tell people rather than, you know, the businesses will adjust it by 1 hour every day, and, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's confusing. You know, the customer, you know, we want them to feel comfortable coming to us at whatever hour they can. During the winter hours, yes, we tend to close a little bit earlier because it is slower along the Erie Canal. But now, like you said, the canal is open and spring is here, so we can't wait till everyone starts pouring through our doors.
One of the local products you have is not edible. It's something that comes from someone who's making things out of wine barrels, wine casks. And I interviewed him a couple months ago because he's in the horticulture related too, Pietro Frutuelli.
Yes, and we're very excited to have Pietro's work in our shop as well as in our window. And we launched Window Watch 2010, where we've invited local artists to come in and utilize our window space, which is quite large, to showcase their work. And in this case, and in many cases, what the artists do and what we've asked is that they somehow convey by their artwork, whatever their medium is, what's inside our shop. And obviously, working with wine barrels and beautiful, beautiful pieces of artwork that Pietro creates are displayed in our window. He did a beautiful installation. And then throughout the shop on the Via Girasole side, we can sell his product. And on May 21st, between 1 and 3 p.m., we are having an art show for Pietro, which we have done with our other artists. So we'll have a wine tasting and food tasting on the Via Girasole side. And he will have the artwork that we already sell for him, the pieces that he creates out of the wine barrels, as well as some new pieces that he hopes to bring in. So,
some of these pieces are candle holders or fruit holders or cutting boards. So they're very unique. They're They're very practical, and they're stained by the wine, so they're really cool. You know, he's not adding any artificial coloring to it at all. It's just this raw material that he's been so creative with that they continue to blow us away. And you can actually see some of the images that he's created on our webpage at pittsfordwine.com or at viagirosole.com.
All right, and the again, May 21st, that'll be fun to meet him in person. And I've been with his grandfather in their basement where his grandfather makes wine and has for, I don't know, 40 or 50 years, in that Italian tradition of making your own wine. And his grandfather's just one of those people you want to hug the guy. He's such a warm person.
We had the pleasure and joy of meeting both his grandparents recently. He brought them in the shop about a month ago, and they are delightful. They are definitely delightful people.
From they could see the different things he's done on display in the shop versus just, you know, him bringing them in. Now, you kind of bring the elements of this together in the summer months with some tastings and cruises. On, you've done this for a couple of years, right?
This will be our third year. We pair with Cornhill Navigation, which is the Sand Patch and the Mary Jemison. In the past few years, we've actually done different cruises, like a scotch tasting cruise and a beer tasting cruise. This year, we're doing one beer cruise, which is featuring Naked Dove Brewery out on Canandaigua. And then all the rest of them are all going to be wine cruises. And with the cruise, you get the whole cruise, and you get to try 8 or 9 different wines, and you get to have food pairings from Fiat Girasole.
And too many people haven't been out on the water to see how pretty it is and what fun it is. If they can't do one of the ones that you have scheduled, can they get together friends and create their own cruise?
Absolutely. That would be done through Cornhill Navigation, but then the particulars of the wine tasting we would participate in. But the Sand Patch and the Mary Jemison are available for private hire, so or rental, private charters. And we've been very fortunate because of people who have either experienced our wine cruises, subsequently have called the offices of Cornhill Navigation, wonderful Vicki Schmidt, who does a phenomenal job of running both of those boats, and wonderful crew and wonderful captains. And they have requested private wine tasting cruises. And we've been very, very fortunate and very delighted to do them.
Now, I would imagine you probably get some boaters that come in and shop and find some neat things to bring on the boat, either wine or the gourmet foods.
We do. We get a ton of boaters. Last year, we saw a little bit more people coming through and picking up, you know, cheeses and salamis and wines just to have a little picnic on their boat. Hopefully, sooner than later, we'll be able to have a dock and some water and also electricity hookup on our side, here in Pittsburgh. So that's really exciting. We can hopefully get a little bit more boat traffic instead of foot traffic.
Well, there will be more. And cyclists, too. People are cycling along the canal, can stop by and, you know, put a few things in their backpack.
Absolutely. And, of course, on a hot day, they will come over for a cold drink on the Via Girasole side. But we have had some people who, instead of, relatively local to the area and they're riding the canal, they'll come and do a little bit of shopping and have their little basket or their little pack on the back of their bike, and they'll pick up a few items.
On the Via Girasole side of the business, you have a lot of interesting beer, which is can be hard to find, and people may not realize you have it.
Yeah, we really like to support the small craft beers. We have a lot from New York between, you know, the Custom Brew Crafters and oh my gosh, the Great Lakes. I know that's not local, but we love finding unique stuff and giving the opportunity for people to try something that, you know, instead of just going out and get Molson. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's just really a hard job sampling them all, you know.
And you have a lot of items that are not food. People want something as a gift for Mother's Day, to serve cheese, to use in the home.
Absolutely. We have some very affordable cheese boards, slate boards. We have beautiful glasses from Italy and pitchers. We have all kinds of different wine accoutrements. We have lovely napkins. We have a lot of accessories that are very, very affordable that you can put together a beautiful, whether it's in an arrangement or by itself. And every day, depending on what you're buying, if you're putting in, we have a beautiful bag and tissue and ribbon that is always complimentary. Same thing on the wine side. If you mention to us, or we will often ask, if your wine purchase is a gift, we do beautiful complimentary gift wrapping.
I saw several of them go out today. And one of the vendors was just in, I guess, the Karma sauce. So you may run into one of these local vendors while you're shopping at Via Girasole.
Yes, they're always stopping in, and we give them the opportunity as well when we do bring in a new product, or if it's an old product. We have shows just like we do with Pietro and our local artists. It's their artwork, you know. They bring in their product, and we give them an opportunity to sample out to the community so people know what it tastes like and how they can utilize it right from the creator's hands.
Right.
And the customers, if they frequent our website or if they join with Facebook, we will be putting up all of the vendors, local vendors that will be coming in throughout the late spring and through the summer and early fall doing their tastings of their product. And this way you can meet the vendors personally. We always give out recipes as much as we can when we sell our product, but there's nothing like meeting the actual producer and them sharing additional creative ideas for their beautiful products that they make.
Well, I'm like, you know, if you're making a hot sauce, you don't have a lot of contact with the public that's buying it because, you know, you generally don't have your own store. So it's got to be fun for them to come in and meet the customers here at Via Girasole.
Yes, it really, you can see the passion in the producers whenever they do come and they sample out their product. Whether it's a hot sauce or, you know, Chef Lerman and his dressings, people love to see and be able to know what they can pair things with. Like, I'll give you an example with Chef Lerman. He makes a grape and pumpkin dressing. And not a lot of people know what to do with that, but he actually drizzles it over apples, and it's absolutely scrumptious. So it just gives, you know, another unique idea, and it's like I said, the passion in their eyes to really share their creations is really exciting for us to see and for them to share.
And a lot of those things are pretty simple to do. I mean, you can wow some people by doing something like that, and it takes only a few seconds. Well, again, you'll be open Mother's Day and Sundays thereafter for those that need last minute gifts for Mother's Day. So where did the idea for opening Via Girasole and Pittsburgh Wine and Spirits here, how did that come to be that you thought, let's get into retail?
Food and wine has been a passion of ours for all our lives. Being raised in an Italian culture, making food from scratch, experimenting with all the wonderful possibilities within the food realm of Italian food. I grew up with jarring and canning and making things from the, you know, with all the raw ingredients. And coupled with my husband's parents, family is from first generation from Italy, and being a part of that and raising our daughters with those traditions as well, just added to all of the things that I learned growing up. And we jar tomatoes, we can jar beets, we make salsiccia sausage, we make pesto, we do roasted peppers, and along with all of those wonderful foods, make homemade wine. So my husband grew up making wine with his father. My daughters have grown up with their grandfather making wine and then making wine with their father as well. So with our trips back and forth to Italy and just immersing ourselves in our culture, we decided that, or paid note to the fact of our passion, and gee, maybe it would be nice to do something importation-wise or and overall retail-wise. So we began this journey of looking into different products in Italy. And we were very fascinated and intrigued by the delicious flavor of the olive oils. So that was always on the back of our mind and the front of our palate. And subsequently, we had a couple of opportunities looking into the wine world. And as that was all in the process, we learned about Pittsford Wine and Spirits and Bucci's at the time being available. And it sort of was just this wonderful natural process that took place. And we moved forward. And as we moved forward, more things fell into place. And here we are today. In the process, Nicole had graduated from college and was about a year out of college, had been working at a bank, and was thinking about possibly moving out of town. So at that point, her dad said, with all this research that we were doing and all this consideration that we were making, how would she like to go into business with her mom? And the rest is history 2 years later.
That's a gorgeous spot, great location, and you know, with Pittsford Farms Dairy, that they'll be expanding with a new building. They've got, if people haven't been in Show and Place in a couple of years, hopefully they haven't waited that long to come into Show and Place. But there are a lot of changes and new buildings, renovated buildings. It's really a neat place. And what's the website for the two stores here?
The wine store is pittsfordwine.com without the S, and the other one is viagirasole.com. Do you want me to spell it? Okay, it is viagirasole.com. That's Via Girasole. And Pittsford is P-I-T-T. Oh, all right.
That's okay. Well, thank you very much for all your time. I really appreciate it. And again, it's Maria and Nicole Casciani. Say hello to them. Ask for them when you come in the store, and you'll see the passion on their faces for what they do. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a wonderful opportunity to share who and what we are, and we just welcome everybody to come in and see us. We look forward to it.
Happy spring.
Thanks. We look forward to seeing everybody.